Hey everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Cone Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. We are going to talk a little bit today about correctly cutting the word of truth. That is correctly cutting the word of truth. And that is a scripture verse, by the way, and it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Most versions will read, rightly dividing the word of truth. A concordant version, the version I use, says correctly cutting the word of truth. The Bible is a big book. It contains a lot of books and a lot of words, and most of you will agree with that. And most people are confused over the Bible, and the reason why they are confused is because they are not correctly cutting the word of truth. Most of the Bible, except for the letters of Paul, are addressed to and are about the nation of Israel. And most of the confusion that happens today in this world, when it comes to interpreting the scriptures, is by confusing what God has said to Israel through the prophets of the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, and what he said to Israel in the four accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and then Hebrews through Revelation. The letters of Paul are written to the nations today. It's through Paul's letters we know what God is doing today. Now I'm going to give you an instance where great confusion has happened. In the account of Matthew concerning the life of our Lord Jesus on earth, he tells a parable regarding sowing seed. And it says in Matthew 13:3, and he speaks many things to them in parables, saying, lo, out came the sower to be sowing. And he's sowing seed. And these seeds find themselves landing in certain types of ground. Some fall among rocky places, some fall among thorns, and then another group falls on ideal earth, or as the other version would say, good ground. Now, a lot of people have taken this to mean that when the gospel goes out to the world, it'll find the good ground and people will get saved. Let me just tell you, there is nothing in this parable that applies to the preaching of the good news of the grace of God as proclaimed by Paul. Paul's message was concerning the accomplishments of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. When Christ died on the cross, he accomplished salvation, and those who believe in it have been justified. Not just forgiven, justified. Today, the gospel is not about forgiveness, it's about justification, which is way better than forgiveness. And also, in the message of the kingdom in Matthew 13, that's what this is referring to. The parable here concerning the sowing of the seed is regarding the message of the kingdom that God promised to Israel. This is an earthly kingdom that is going to be on this earth. And the message of the kingdom found ideal earth in which to grow. But the evangel of the grace of God requires nothing from man whatsoever. The evangel of the grace of God thrives in bad ground. It doesn't require good ground to take root and to produce fruit. God justifies the irreverent. The message of the gospel of the grace of God, as proclaimed by Paul, finds its greatest field among bad people. But yet today, we're trying to confuse the parables in the gospels, like this one in Matthew 13, and confusing it with the message of grace. No wonder people are so confused today. They think they have to do something to be justified or right with God. No, the evangel of the grace of God goes out to all mankind. It doesn't require good ground. It finds its best harvest among those who are the worst of all. God saves sinners, not good people. This is Dan Sheridan. My web address is crossandthrone.com. You can also go to paulsevangel.com. It's two addresses for the same residence. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.